This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. There's a stretch of two-lane blacktop that takes me from I-10 down to Highway 191, or vice versa, depending if I'm coming home or leaving home, going west to Benson, Tucson. It's 13 miles of road that I've been using regularly for 20 years now. Coming home, I get off I-10 at Dragoon, which means I miss going to the thing. And I miss maybe getting myself a pecan log or some cool trinket. The thing does have T-shirts, but I have one, and one is probably enough. So I take the exit before the thing. And that Texas Canyon area is where that is. That's a pretty cool area, right? With all the boulders and cliffs. Very similar to an area called Cochise Stronghold a little to the south. Though now that I think about it, the stronghold is in the Dragoon Mountains, and Texas Canyon is either a separate entity or maybe it's part of what's called the Little Dragoon Mountains. So over the years, I've watched change all up and down that little stretch of blacktop. You know, new home going in, a vineyard going in. There's a medical marijuana dispensary there, and grower. That's pretty cool, I think. You know, now if we just make it's cool. It's, you know, medicinal marijuana is legal. If we just make it legal for, you know, recreational use, I like that, recreational. Great word, but make cannabis legal, for goodness sake. Yay, marijuana. Anyway. Recently, up and down Dragoon Road, a few hundred acres were cleared of vegetation, and at least three, maybe four agricultural wells were put in. Center fire pivots are already up and running on some of that land. Holes, you know, have been dug on another big clearing, already dug for a huge pistachio grove. This is an area, by the way, that already has the earth sinking and opening up. Fissures. I'm not kidding. There's even a sign on the highway warning to slow down because there might be a fissure coming up. Oh, what a hoot. I mean, hey, if that's the case, let's add deeper and bigger wells. Oh, yeah, gonna grow some alfalfa and get me some fissures. After you've seen the thing, go on down to the Silver Springs Valley and see the fissures. I know we gotta have the corn and alfalfa for the cattle, and we gotta have some pistachios to ship to China. So let's drill and pump. Yahoo! Well, Dragoon Road skirts a small slice of the Dragoon Mountains. And there's this beautiful little stretch of that 13-mile road, maybe 6 miles, 6-7 miles of it, that are pretty cool. And there's some neat vegetation there right next to the slopes of the Dragoons. It's well worth pulling off the road and poking around. I'd call this one area very much Chihuahuan desert scrub. I mean, there's little leaf sumac, there's creosote, there's mesquite, bush. What else? Mariola, four-winged saltbush. Lots of cool plants. Oh, even California buckthorn. There was one there for years, but I think it succumbed to drought. A favorite yucca species is in there, thorn burr yucca. So that little 6-7 mile stretch of Dragoon Road has some very dependable spring bloomers for a fellow in search of flowers and or seed. And a favorite plant, a woody little plant called featherbush, Dahlia formosa, is found there. It's small, so maybe I could call it like it's a little woody sub-shrub. You know, and when that little plant blooms, you got to pull over and hunker beside it, take photos and ooh and ah, purple and yellow pea flowers, pea-type flowers. It's in that family, Fabaceae, whatever it's called now. No, I think Fabaceae is right. What a beautiful flower. The calyx of the flower is feathery. And then the seed that forms have a feathery tail. So gray, feathery seed tails cover that Dahlia formosa after it has bloomed. That gives it its name, common name, the feather bush. Let's see, the genus Dahlia is in honor of Samuel Dale. He was a physician, English physician, botanist, gardener in the late 1600s, early 1700s. Formosa, by the way, means beautiful. And it is. It's pretty common. It's common. It's found all over Arizona, New Mexico, West Texas, Sonora, Chihuahua, southern Utah. But it's blooming right now. It's being its Formosa self. It is. And so what are we waiting for? Let's get out and find this beautiful, that's redundant in Dahlia Formosa. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.